Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Catherine Smith. This week I'm featuring poems from the Cascadia Field Guide, a book that combines science, art, and poetry to celebrate the Cascadia bioregion. This book was published in 2023 by Mountaineers Books and is edited by Elizabeth Bradfield, Seymourie Furman, and Derek Sheffield. You can learn more about this project and the contributing artists and poets at cascadiafieldguide.com. Today's poem is about the Blue Orchard Mason Bee. Unlike honeybees, mason bees are solitary. Each bee builds her nest alone, but they are important pollinators nonetheless. Blue Orchard Mason Bee by Sierra Nelson. The mason bee of my 20s takes herself out to a disco and brings herself home again. Goes wild in the orchard, 2,000 blooms, but dances just to please herself. Belly yellow with pollen. She's got no time for honey. Metallic blue-green-black sheen, fly-like to an uncareful eye. Solitary bee, home just a little bigger than her body. A piece of paper rolled around a pencil, an old reed, a paper straw, really any tube will do. Industrious, she teaches herself to bake. Round little pollen cake, mixed with nectar, a little spit, one egg right on top. Works with clay. Everything she wants to say ends in mud, just the way she likes it. Works alone, but doesn't mind the nearby zzzz of others, maybe even prefers it. She lives a year, but 9 months you don't see. She's reading, changing, studying up in her cell till it's time to crunch out, get dirty. With the fruit trees, she debuts in early spring. A fling or two, then learns to wall off each compartment tenderly. Love notes to future selves. That was Blue Orchard Mason Bee by Sierra Nelson, published in Cascadia Field Guide, Art, Ecology, and Poetry, published by Mountaineers Books. I'm Catherine Smith. Thanks for listening.